next item is conditional use number 1897, Russell V. Banks, easement location discussion, Road 348 Irons Lane.
Mr. Chairman, this item was originally deferred at the August 9th meeting. You deferred action to allow Mr. Robertson time to review the application and the approved ordinance, and for him to also have Mr. Moore, the county attorney, put his input into this. It was a conditional use for a borrow pit that was approved June 12th of this year. When the application was applied for, there was an access easement to the site that was described in the approved ordinance. That easement contained 2.04 acres. The proposed easement's been relocated based on a relocated DelDOT entrance and field verification of the existing farm road. The proposed easement now contains 2.15 acres and it's slightly in a different location. And the staff was questioning if an amended conditional use application would be required since the original easement was described in the meets and bounds of the approved ordinance.
And the follow-up with that, I went back and looked at the original site plans that were submitted along with the way the ordinance was advertised and, more importantly, adopted. And the ordinance as it was adopted specifically in the legal description calls out not only the conditional use area but the easement area for access to it. So the problem with that is that we would end up with an easement associated or a driveway associated with this conditional use that's not located within what was set forth in the ordinance. And so legally that needs to be changed. As a practical matter, if it's revised, the ordinance is revised, that would avoid problems if the property's ever sold or if the property where the easement's located is ever put to some different use. If it's not fixed now, it's going to cause problems later on down the road.
So, being the old man of the commission, I can tell you that these types of things need to be fixed sooner rather than later, because 15 years from now, when it comes back in front of this group for something else, there will be this big controversy about where this easement is supposed to be, and especially if it has a detailed legal description in the ordinance, then unfortunately the ordinance has to be changed. I would suggest that we expedite it as quickly and efficiently as we can.
The other thing I would point out is that the way it should be advertised is not to reopen the entire conditional use.
Just for this one thing.
Right.
That's it. Just easement.
Relocation.
Just relocation, easement, adjustment, yeah. Something. It needs to be say exactly what we're doing, and that's all we're doing.
Right. That's absolutely right.
The decision's been made as far as whether yes or no. All we're doing now is moving this easement
right.
around a little bit.
Because it's a land use ordinance, it does have to go back through county council and planning and zoning. I realize that seems like sort of a an unusual exercise for something like that, but that's the process we have to go through.
So. You're going to change the ordinance, which you have to do.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's not near as cumbersome or as much of a problem as it used to be.
It's true.
I think we have an express lane now.
Yeah.
That's all. It wouldn't be expedited. It would just be scheduled.
Beg your pardon?
It wouldn't be expedited. It would be scheduled.
At this point.
You can schedule them quicker now than you can.
That's true. You couldn't expedite it any faster than you can schedule them now. Because you've got advertising limitations. So
the applicant has basically two choices, comply with the ordinance or advertise to change the road only.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Makes
well,
sense.
Let's fix it now.
And I think, I don't think it'll be that complex to do it because we do have the new site plan with the new legal description called out, so it could just be
advertised.
I agree with what I've heard, and particularly that the use of the borrow pit, has been established in this road and easement. Only function of that was to serve the borrow pit. What I'm curious about is if there are administrative advertising costs associated with this, is there a way for the county to recoup any of those fees, the time and effort of the staff, since this really was no fault of anybody associated, on this end of the ledger?
Was this affected by DelDOT or by the applicant?
I thought the location of the easement was proffered by the applicant site plan, and it shows it to be a little different.
Says the proposed easement is relocated based upon the on the relocated Deldot entrance and field verification of the existing farm roads.
So that makes me question whether Deldot wanted to move the entrance or the applicant.
I don't know that there's any one party in particular that you could point to on this. So they've already paid for it once. I mean, you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, would this then be in the? If I make a motion on this, would it be insofar as a recommendation to?
I think there's not really any action that needs to be taken on this.
I think a motion's needed, really.
Yeah,
it's just
a
discussion to see, to make sure we were all on the same page about how to proceed. I think we can just proceed by consensus.
I think that's true, because there's not any.
Unless you wanted to set aside the fees, then somebody would have to make a motion to do that. Right?
I'm not opposed to that. I mean, that's up to you guys.
That would be a motion.
That would have to be a motion.
If you want to set aside the fees for the application for the public hearing and advertising, then that would take a motion.
Okay.
I don't know how strongly you feel about that.
I think Chairman Wheatley answered that question.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, I wish I knew the answer, whether it was Deldot's movement or the applicant's. It's Deldot. I don't mind setting aside the fee.
I think there's somebody here that can tell us. We want to find out.
I'm thinking that there's a portion of the easement, maybe a couple hundred feet inside the property, that also gets a realignment.
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
Not just the entrance. But, I mean, it's like the easement goes this way, and instead of here, it's here. So
yeah.
It's not.
But I mean, once you move the entrance, that's going to happen.
Well, once you move it, you're changing it no matter what.
Yeah,
whether it's back end, front end, the whole thing's going to be moved.
I'd be interested to know whether it was the Deldot entrance or whether they just went out in the field and verified where the actual road was, and it came out different from where they thought
Key
it was.
Mr. Key is here. Yeah. I think he represents this application. I'll ask you to come forward, if you would, please, sir, and see if you can shed some light on this accurately.
Hi, it's Frank Key with Solutions.
You're not under oath, but we know where you live.
Right. What happened was the original roadway configuration was based on aerial photography without a survey, and when we submitted for the Deldot permit, we had to move the actual location of the entrance off of a power pole. So it's a little bit of both.
But the power pole was there when you did the application.
Correct.
Deldot didn't move the power
pole. No, Deldot. It's not Deldot.
Okay, thank you.
We had to move the road, and we had to move it to get on top of where the road actually was.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Yep.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, my position is that we just let it go and let them decide if they want to come back in, and they'll have to pay the fees and do it then. So they're oversight.
Okay. Fair enough. Now that we've got all the info. All right, then. Thank you, gentlemen. Our next item is subdivision number